With Montana news, I'm Cole Grant. Flathead County deputies have arrested a 29-year-old Kalispell man on suspicion of deliberate homicide after a young man's body was found in a creek east of Creston. Authorities began investigating after hearing about a possible homicide that occurred over the Memorial Day weekend. Undersheriff David Leib said officers found the victim's body yesterday. An initial investigation indicated he had been stabbed several times. The victim's name was being withheld while relatives were notified. Robert Whittall was arrested last night and remains in jail today. Governor Steve Bullock was today named the new chair of the Western Governors Association. He previously was the group's vice chair. The announcement came on the final day of the association's meeting in Jackson, Wyoming. Bullock succeeds Wyoming Governor Matt Mead, a Republican, in leading the bipartisan association of governors from 19 Western states and 3 U.S. territories. Candidates for Montana's congressional seat are calling for debates to challenge each other on key issues, but the campaigns don't agree on when and where those debates should take place. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Republican Ryan Zinke and Democrat Denise Juneau have both proposed dates and venues for debates. Juneau's campaign first did so in mid-May, suggesting 6 debates. Zinke's campaign released their own list of 5 debates last week. So far, the only city both candidates have agreed on as a possible debate location is Great Falls, but they haven't agreed on a date for that event there. The Zinke and Juneau camps have also both extended invitations to the Libertarian candidate in the race, Mike Fellows. Fellows, from Missoula, says he's willing to debate anytime, anywhere.
They're still debating about debates, obviously, because every candidate wants to have a debate in the city that's going to help them the best.
Members of both Zinke and Juneau's campaign say they're working internally to agree on debate dates and locations. Heather Swift is with Zinke's campaign.
We've offered to host calls. At this time, it hasn't actualized, but we're very hopeful that they do come to the negotiating table and see that this is actually a really good opportunity for a lot of Montanans to participate in the election.
And Lauren Caldwell is with Juneau's campaign.
I think we're getting close, and I think that we will make sure that Montanans hear from all 3 candidates who are running for our lone seat in the U.S. House, and I expect that to get resolved in the near future.
Juneau has agreed to debates in Missoula, Great Falls, and Bozeman, and has offered Billings, Butte, and Glendive as other options. Zinke is offering Hardin, Helena, Kalispell, Fort Peck, and Great Falls as options, and says he wants to have a debate in Indian Country. Juneau's campaign said they would welcome debates in Indian Country, but the locations Zinke selected, Hardin and Fort Peck, aren't on reservations. They're right next to them. Both campaigns said they are emailing with editors of the Billings Gazette and Yellowstone Public Radio to set up a debate in Billings. Montana Public Radio and Montana PBS have also invited the campaigns to debate in Bozeman and Missoula. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
This year's race for Montana's governor seat could become the state's most expensive gubernatorial contest, eclipsing the spirited and expensive campaign 4 years ago. Corin Cates Carney has more.
Democrat incumbent Steve Bullock and Republican challenger Greg Gianforte brought in a total of more than $3.8 million in campaign contributions through last week's primary. That's already nearly as much as the $3.9 million Bullock and Republican Rick Hill collected during the entire 2012 gubernatorial campaign. So far, Gianforte has raised more than $2 million. More than $400,000 of that came from personal contributions and loans. The Bozeman software entrepreneur is making his first bid for public office. He spent just over $1 million to introduce himself to voters, including hundreds of thousands of dollars for TV ads. Bullock has raised nearly $2 million and has just over $1 million left to finance his re-election. Still unclear is the role of outside money in the race. Cash from independent campaign committees has been flowing on behalf of Bullock and Gianforte, even though neither faced serious competition during the June 7th primary. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A 270-pound grizzly bear was captured and relocated to the Flathead National Forest after killing 2 alpacas on a ranch north of Symes. And deer that were protecting newborn fawns have killed 2 dogs in Helena. City and state wildlife officials are reminding dog owners to keep their animals under control. Both of Montana's senators praised the Senate today passing the National Defense Authorization Act. Both were among the 85 senators voting for the bill. In separate press releases, Montana senators cheered its funding for Malmstrom Air Force Base to replace Vietnam-era Huey helicopters with more modern Black Hawk helicopters. But beyond that, they chose to highlight different aspects of the military spending bill. Republican Steve Daines said, quote, authorizing the funding our military needs is more important now than ever as we witness radical Islam continue to take root around the world and in our backyards, unquote. Democrat John Tester said, quote, the Senate took an important step to ensure this nation does right by the folks who serve. It provides pay raises for our troops and supports military families and retirees. Tester also praised funding to continue Defense Department medical research. Daines highlighted help for veterans who may have been erroneously given a less than honorable discharge due to negative behavior resulting from post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injury. Some local elected and health officials in Oregon have urged the governors of Oregon and Washington to push Congress for a permanent ban on oil by train in the wake of a recent fiery oil train derailment. They said the June 3rd incident in the Columbia River Gorge proves transporting oil by train through communities isn't safe, and that Oregon Governor Kate Brown's call for a temporary moratorium on oil trains in the gorge isn't enough. Bozeman officials will start planning the city's second high school, despite concerns that it will strain the budget and hurt the educational quality. The Bozeman School Board voted 6-1 yesterday to approve Superintendent Rob Watson's recommendation to split up Montana's largest high school. Watson says he will appoint committees to plan what each high school will offer academically, to select architects and general contractors, to set a budget, and to plan the transition. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.